Welcome to The Big Questions with Rob Pomeroy. In this series of podcasts, Rob explores some of the most searching questions asked of Christianity by Christians and non-Christians alike. For some, these questions present an almost insurmountable barrier to belief, so it is important to address them with diligence and honesty. It is even more important to address them with gentleness and respect, for in so doing, we honour both the listener and the creator.
Assuming we've satisfied ourselves on the question of the existence of God and accept that he is real, the next logical question is, which God? And what is he like? In fact, some would say, don't all faiths lead to God? Why is yours so special? And this is the issue I will attempt to address in this podcast. On the face of it, the answer is simple and revolves around the person of Christ. Jesus said of himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is a claim of exclusivity, and if true, it has significant implications. So how do we test this truth claim of Christ's? I would suggest that there are three things we should consider. Firstly, the historical evidence. Secondly, the internal consistency of the story of Jesus. And thirdly, the modern witness. Thankfully, today it is reasonably settled in academic circles that such a person as Jesus existed. There is a vast wealth of documentary and archaeological evidence of this, to the extent that if we doubt this fact, we may as well doubt all history. And the evidence goes further than confirming his existence. It also testifies to the claims he made about himself and the miracles that people reported. Remember that in assessing the historical evidence for Jesus' existence and nature, it is entirely wrong to dismiss the evidence of the Bible. Don't be misled by the fact that several different documents now all appear within a single collection of documents. The Bible contains accounts from different eyewitnesses, which should be accorded the same scrutiny and credence as any other historical document. The so-called new atheists are quick to dismiss anything contained within the Bible, but in doing so, they reveal their presuppositions and bias. The case for Jesus can stand on the evidence outside the biblical accounts, but when adding the eyewitness testimony contained in the Bible, this case must be taken very seriously indeed. So, historical evidence is plentiful. What then of Jesus and his story? He made some bold claims about himself. We've already seen his declaration that he is the only way to God. He also said, I and the Father are one, after which the Jews attempted to stone him for blasphemy. They knew that he was effectively claiming to be God. Again, when he said, before Abraham was born, I am, it would have been readily apparent to Jewish listeners that here was a reference to one of God's most famous titles, I Am. Jesus told his followers that his mission on earth included dying, and that he would be able to give life to those who believed in him. He saw this mission through on the cross. In his subsequent resurrection, he confirmed his absolute supremacy and authority over death. If Jesus' claims about himself had been fanciful or delusional, the nature of his death would have been somewhat different, and there would have been no testimonies of his resurrection. And yet his followers consistently claimed, in the face of intense persecution, that Jesus had risen from the dead and appeared to them in person. The entire might of the Roman army was unable to produce the body. Remember that guards had been set by his tomb, and yet apparently Jesus still vanished into thin air. So convinced were Jesus' disciples of the resurrection and all that Jesus had said about himself, that they spread this good news zealously until the majority of them had been martyred. Their deaths did nothing to quench the spreading fire of Christianity that had been started, quite the opposite. Then we come to the modern-day witness to Christ's continued presence and influence. The testimony of millions of believers, me included, is that accepting Jesus into our lives was the most radical, positive, life-changing experience imaginable. We listen, God speaks. We pray, God answers. In times of trouble and hardship, we have a peace that was promised to us and which passes all understanding. Taking all evidence together, the case is strong indeed that Jesus was truly God, and that of all alternatives, Christianity is the most valid. God has revealed to us who he is. Knowing that we could not, in ourselves, attain the kind of holiness and purity necessary to approach a perfect God, he gave himself to take the punishment for sin that his moral code required, and to give us by substitution a righteousness that satisfied his holiness. We humans have consistently proven that we cannot earn God's favour. He has consistently proven that his love is so vast, he will yet make a way for us to have a relationship with him, the creator of the universe. Don't all faiths lead to God? No, I'm afraid they don't. There may well be similarities between various faiths, since they all represent a struggle to understand the nature of God and the nature of life. But all faiths are not equally correct. And without Christ in the picture, they are just plain wrong. And what makes our Christian faith so special? Jesus. There has never been, nor ever will there be, anyone in history like him. He is the hero par excellence, upon whom we will do well to model our lives, and in whom we can safely and securely place our trust.